قال الله عز وجل في محكم كتابه المجيد وقالوا الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين Please say it loud, Salawat. اللهم صل على We are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us the tawfiq once again that in this holy month of Ramadan, which is known as Rabi'ul Qur'an, the spring of the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Qur'an that according to the riwayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, it is Rabi'ul Qulub, is a spring of the hearts. We are able to come together, read and recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ponder upon the meanings and try to understand the lessons that are mentioned in this holy book. And also we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that while He has given us the tawfiq that we are coming, reading and pondering upon the meaning of the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He should give us the tawfiq that these words should engrave in our heart and it convert into a reality. It should not be the case that we hear, we listen, we learn, we speak, we recite, but na'udhu billah, it is not converting into our reality. And we have to beg in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that to Allah, in this holy month, you have revealed this book to us, for us. Give us a tawfiq that inshallah, our lifestyle, our way of life, our living style should be synchronized with the words of this book, inshallah ta'ala. Muhammad wa Ali. The 6 nights that I will be here, inshallah, and have some time spent together, before explaining that what will be my topic, as an introduction, and hopefully I think you have scholars, learned people who have presented their words before me, but just as a reminder for myself and inshallah all of you, that before attending any lesson of any book, any class, any lecture, any university, any college, first of all, it is important for us that I should convince myself, it become a true belief in me that this is the course, this is the book, this is the teacher, this is the place or the institution that have something that I'm looking for. If I'm not convinced, I'm attending this class, I'm attending this course, I'm reading this book, I'm attending a specific lecture, I'm attending a course or institute, but I'm not convinced that this is the way of life, this is what I'm looking for, in that case, the course will finish. The things will be done, you get the degree, but it will not change your life. You are still the same as you were 4 years before. You are still the same as you were 8 years ago. Brothers and sisters, we have to look about ourselves. I am looking on myself, about myself. From the day I am mature, and I am starting reading the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I spent my time reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to ask myself that truly, how much it had changed my life. How much I am looking forward towards reading this book. And I have that type of affinity and thirst that I am missing something. If this is not the case, then there is something wrong. If this is not the case, that it means that I am not convinced till now that this is the book that has everything that I am looking for. Not only me, we as a humanity, what we are looking for is there in this book. Unless and until we are convinced towards this reality, we accept and we believe, truly believe in it, it will not change our life. Maybe I have recited the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hundreds of times, from Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim till Wan-Nas. But if it is not changing my life, Still, my way of life is the same as I was before recitation of this holy book. It means that there is something wrong with me. I have to find out what is the problem in me due to which I couldn't getting benefit from this book, these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the question that inshallah in today's lecture, that will be an introductory lecture for me, that I want to convince myself first and then all of you that this 18, 17 days of the holy month of Ramadan that are left behind, that is the best possible time for us to get connected and have an affinity with this holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What should I do before going to this class, attending this class? What should I do and convince myself so that when I attend this class, when I listen to these lectures, when I listen to these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it convert into my reality. It is not the case that I'm listening from one ear and then it's going out from the other ear. But my way of life is, there is no change. On the first of the holy month of Ramzan, I, Muhammad Hasnain, is a personality with some virtues and vices. After the holy month of Ramzan, 29th or 30th date of holy month of Ramzan, and they passed away, still I am the same. It should not be the case. And for that, before that, I have to convince myself for some realities. And before reading some of the ayat of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned some of the attributes of this holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one other ayah I want to recite. There are certain ayat in the Quran, when you read it, you start pondering upon the meaning of these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you ponder upon the meaning, it may change your life completely. It may change your perspective about a specific thing completely, 180 degree opposite to what you were thinking before that. One of these ayat is one of the complaint of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. The one who we say that he is rahmatul lil alameen, whose shafa'ah and intercession is the only hope for us on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Furqan, chapter number 25, ayah number 30, saying that this Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is rahmatul lil alameen, who is shafi'ul muzlimin, on the Day of Judgment, he complained in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he complained? He said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qala Rasul, Ya Rabbi, O my Lord, O my nurturer, Inna qawmi, my nation. He's not complaining about the kuffar. He's not complaining about the mushrikeen. He's not complaining about the idol worshipper. He's saying that, Inna qawmi, O my Lord, O my nurturer, my qawm, my followers, my people who claim that they are Muslims, they are my followers, اتخذوا هذا القرآن محجورا. They had, according to Allah Ta'ala, the word hajr means a tark. They have abandoned this holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I was responsible to give to them so that they will be guided with this book, holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. It's a complaint of Allah subhanahu, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By whom? By the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we have to ask ourselves that I have to be fearful that on the Day of Judgment, na'uz billah, I should not fall in that category regarding whom the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complaining in front of Allah jalla jalaluhu that my nation, my follower, people who believe in me, people who are saying that Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now it should create a fear in me. It should wake me up. It should awaken me that what's, am I fulfilling my duty regarding that book or no? This is a question that I have to ask myself again and again. And what book we are talking about? See the attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the holy book himself. I would try to, there are so many riwayat from Ahl Bayt alayhi wasalam, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Amir Mumin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, which I am not quoting. We will try to focus on only the ayat which are mentioned and talking about the attributes of the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first ayah that I have recited in the beginning, where according to Allama Tabatwai Rizwan wa ta'ala alayh, it is one of the most comprehensive ayah regarding the attributes and the virtues of the Quran, the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is mentioned in this, in the Quran itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say like this, Ya ayyuhan nas. See again that sometimes we think that this book is only for a specific group of people. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, O the people, O humanity. If you are looking for your success, if you are looking for your perfection, if you want to achieve the success in this world and the hereafter, this is the constitution for you. This book is the constitution for you. After saying that, Ya ayyuhan nas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned four attributes for this book. And see the four steps that are mentioned here. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here is that, Kaja'atkum. Definitely, qad means definitely, surely, verily, comes towards you. What comes towards you? Maw'idhatum min rabbikum. There is a ma'iza, there is an admonition, there is an exhortation that comes to you that wakes you up. You are heedless right now. You are in the state of ghafla right now. You are sleeping here right now. There is someone who came towards you to wake you up, to awaken you, to realize that where you are heading to, where you are going towards. Try to find out who you are. You are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the mu'izah that is coming towards us from our Lord, mu'izatum mir rabbikum, from your nurturer, the one who wants your success, the one who wants your perfection. He created you so that you reach a perfection. He has sent this mu'izah, this reminder for you. Mu'izatum mir rabbikum. So when, like, I am in a state that I am unaware of my reality, I am unaware of my diseases, I need somebody to wake me up, to hold my shoulder and say, wake up, this is the time, you have to awake. You know, sometimes when you're sleeping in the morning time, somebody comes and shake your shoulder and say, okay, this is the morning time, please wake up, have the suhoor, so that you can able to fast in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so we need a mu'idha, we need somebody to wake us up. Quran is a tool sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to awaken us. Now once I am awake, now I know that, okay, what are the diseases in me? What are the weaknesses in me? What are the deficiencies in me? Before that I was sleeping, I was unaware, I was in a state of ghafla, I don't know what's going on with me. Once I am aware, now Quran says, وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Once you know that what are your deficiencies, once you know that what are your diseases, the cure is in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran. So mu'idha, shifa. Once I have the shifa, and once I get rid of these vices that I had, diseases that I had acquired beforehand due to my actions and my thoughts, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that wahudan. Now the hidayah will be started. Now the guidance will be started. Quran itself says that hudan lil muttaqeen. Quran on one hand say hudan lil nas. It is a guidance for every human being. But every human being don't have the capacity to accept the guidance from the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can accept the guidance? Who is muttaqi? So Quran is saying that, okay, first of all, there is a mu'idha. Then you have to get rid of all these vices that are there, diseases that are there in you. Then the point of the hidayah will be there from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Quran will be the guide for you. And once we are ready to accept the guidance from the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that rahmatun lil mu'mineen. Then the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be showered upon us. See that these are the qualities and the virtues of this book. This book is a mu'idha for us. This book has a shifa lima fi sudur. The diseases, the vices that we have acquired, our reality have acquired inside us. We have hide these diseases from other people, maybe sometimes from ourselves. But they are the realities inside us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when you are able to get rid of these vices, then this book will become the guide for you, and then you will be the point where the blessings and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be showered upon you. Other than that, these are the one ayah that I have recited in front of you, which is ayah from Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, ayah number 57 of Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many other attributes of this book that are mentioned. Sometimes Quran says that this is Noor. Sometimes Quran says this is a dhik, this is a reminder for you. In one of the ayat of Surah Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنَذَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبِيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Everything that you want to learn, you want to find out the reality of that, Quran is the source for them. Tibyan means the one who clarify, the one who in itself it is clear, it is mubeen, it is noor, but on the other hand, it is tibyan. It can do the bayan, it clarify for you all the things, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Whatever is required by you, Quran is the source for every guidance. Quran is the source for you. Quran is there for you. And one thing that inshallah, maybe at the end of this session, or inshallah, in the beginning of this next session, I will explain to you about the topics of these five sessions that we are together and trying to learn from the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the points that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in a lot of times in the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he said that this book has the power, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَّا النُّورِ بِإِذْنِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ayah that I'm quoting is from Surah Maida, chapter number 9, ayah number 16. There are three important points that are mentioned in this ayah, and all of them are quite important and we have to ponder upon it. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say like this, Yahdi bihillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide bihi, bil Quran, bihadhal kitab that is there in front of you. Yahdi bihillah. Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide? Manittabi'a ridwanu. Those who are seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are looking forward to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this book is the guide for them. Through this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide the people. Towards what? Subul as-salam. The ways of peace, there where they can find the true peace and tranquility is through this book. No other way, no other dhikr, no other book, no other ism has the guidance and the tranquility and peace that is there in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subul as-salam, the true peace and true tranquility is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is through Quran. Quran is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. The darkness that we are in right now, when I look at myself, the darkness, the spiritual darkness that I am living in, when I look at the world that we are living in right now, it is filled with darkness right now. How I can save myself? Who can save us from this darkness? The noor and the light is this book. If I want to get rid of this darkness that I am in right now, the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source for it. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And it will take you towards this multiplicity of dhulm. Zulumat, it is mentioned in plural. But noor is the singular. This unity is there for the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said that Quran will take you from dhulumat towards the noor and the light. وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. If you are looking for the Sirat-e-Mustaqim, if you are looking for the right path, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that can guide you, that can help you, that can be your guide and your source of that guidance, so Sirat-e-Mustaqim. As I mentioned to you, there are so many other ayat where all these attributes of this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. Why we have discussed that? In the beginning I mentioned to you that whenever you are reading a book, whenever you are trying to attend a course, unless and until you have convinced yourself that this is the book that have the cure of all my diseases, This is the teacher who has the knowledge of all that I am looking for. If you do not have that belief, you will not get benefit from this book or that teacher. Quran, who is our muallim, Quran, who is our teacher, Quran, who is a guide, Quran, who is hadi. First of all, I have to convince myself that, yeah, I found the right source right now, alhamdulillah. I am looking for what I was looking for throughout my life. This is the book that has everything that I was looking for. Unless and until this belief is not there in us, we cannot able to get benefit from it. So these ayat that we have recited is just to convince myself first and all of you that whatever discussion during these 5 days that I am doing with you and we are, inshallah, doing together, or other scholars or learned people come and talk from this holy book, this is the book that we are looking for. This is the book that we are reading. This is the book that we are learning. Don't take it lightly. This is the source of all the guidance, all the light, all the nur that we are looking for. The peace and tranquility that the humanity is looking for can only be found in this book that is there in front of us. And it is calling us that we should spend our day and nights to read this, to learn this, to become and synchronize our way of life with the way of life that is mentioned in the Quran. Maybe a lot of you can come back to me and say, Maulana, you are speaking at a Shia center, JCC, people who already understand the importance of the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have Quran recitation is going on, Qiraat is going on, we have so many Quran durus are going on, sessions are going on. So, for us, it is very clear that this is the book, this is very important, this is the holy book, this is the book that we are looking for, this is the book that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, for our guidance. So we understand it. But brothers, as I mentioned to you at the beginning, that I have to ask myself this question, that I am reading this book, but I have to ask myself that as far as my worldview is concerned, how much it is synchronized with the way that Quran wants me to look at this world in this form, this way. How much my understanding of this world, how much my definition of success, how much my definition of different definitions that are mentioned in this book, who is successful, who is at loss, for example, in this world, who has get benefit from the life that they have spent in this world. How much it is my worldview, my understanding of this world is synchronized with what is mentioned in the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to ask myself this question. I have to ask that how much my actions are according to the teachings of Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many times when I start comparing my actions, so many times when I start comparing my worldview with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I find that they are 180 degree opposite to what is mentioned in the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the concern that we have to. It is not just the form that we have to connect with. It is that we have to become the way Quran wants us to become. In one of the riwayah, when somebody asked the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the akhlaq and the ethics and the behavior of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, khulquhu al-Quran. The akhlaq and ethics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Quran itself. Quran is in the form of words, and if you want to see Quran in the form of a human being, see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is in front of you. So we have to be like this, where the way I see at the things, where I look at the things, should be based on the criteria and the value system or the worldview that Islam and the Quran wants to create. You know that we have heard this story a lot of times when there was a session in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hundreds of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were sitting in front of him. And they were listening to the lectures and teachings of Rasulullah, explanation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding Quran. While the session was going on, a Bedouin came, door open, a Bedouin came inside. And he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, can you please give me an admonition, a mu'idha, a nasiha, a guidance? Rasulullah was reciting this ayah of Quran. He said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. He said, done. He said, خُدَ حَفِظَ Rasulullah. He's going back. So all these companions who were sitting from the beginning, he said that, okay, oh, where are you going? For example, we are attending this session for like a few years, and still we are attending the lectures, and we are listening to the lectures, we are learning what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, and you are listening, only one eye, going back, sit here, and you have to, like, he said, with only one eye, you have to listen to 6,300 other ayats too, so that you know what's going on there. Rasulullah said, leave him. When he came in this session, he was jahil, he was ignorant. But now when he's returning back, he's faqih right now. He gets light from the teachings of the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He learned from it. Now he wants to implement it. I have to ask myself this question, that how many ayat I have implemented in my life? When Quran is saying to me that, Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara, I have to ask myself this question, that every time that I am performing any action, when I am alone in my house, nobody is watching me, still I believe in it, that Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Is it the reality that I believe in it? I truly believe in this, what Quran has mentioned to me? I have to ask so many of these type of questions to myself, that is it the case that I have applied these teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my life? And as I mentioned to you, that is specifically this worldview, the way, the lens through which I am looking at the world is much more important for us. According to my understanding, who has the power, who has the strength, who has the control in this world? What Quran is saying that to us, what Quran is mentioning to us, when I am saying to myself that إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, is it what I am doing in my life? Am I asking for help only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I doing the ita'ah and the worship in the meaning of obedience only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or there are so many other powers that I am bowing in front of them and think that they are the one who have the power and who have the strength? So this is the important question that I am asking myself first, and then each one of us have to ask ourselves, that how much our worldview is synchronized with the worldview of the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how much our actions are synchronized with the action that are mentioned in the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recitation is important, it is necessary, but it was the prerequisite for something else. Am I going towards that reality, that goal, or no? Is the recitation is taking me towards that direction or no? If this is not the case, then there were people at the past too who have this claim that Hasbuna Kitabullah, but they have heading in the wrong direction. I have to create that right perspective towards the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and change my life. And brothers and sisters, that this holy month of Ramzan, we will not find any opportunity better than this. When we are saying that, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned to us that, recite Lord Salawat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Recitation of one ayah is equivalent to recitation of the whole Quran. Maybe one of the explanation is this thing, that the way that one ayah can change your life during this spring of the heart and spring of the Quran, maybe it takes the whole recitation of the Quran to change your life. Right now, one ayah can change your life, and we can become the student of the Quran in the true sense. This spring has this power, that it can change me like this. As I mentioned to you, that these are the questions that we have to ask ourselves, And just one hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi. About this akhir zaman, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, أَتَتْكُمُ الْفِتَنْ كَقِتْءِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. There will be a time where there will be a fitna, there will be confusion, the clarity will not be there, you are not aware that what is haq and what is batil. There will be so many slogans in the name of haq and truth, and maybe in the name of Islam too, and you are not aware that where you have to, which one you have to follow, which one you have to say labbaik to. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qalu ya Rasulullah fa biman najat. People ask, the companion asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so what we should do at that time? In that darkness, when the complete darkness is there, there is complete confusion is there, thulumat, bahrul lujji is there, where is the nijat? Where I can find the savior? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, alaykum bil Quran. You have to connect yourself with the Quran. But one important point that right after that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, which again, inshallah, during our discussion, we'll discuss that. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ جَعَلَهُ أَمَامَهُ قَادَهُ. The one who keep the Quran in front of him and Quran leads him and Quran guide him where to go, Quran قَادَهُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Quran takes him towards the Jannah. But vice versa. مَنْ جَعَلَهُ خَلْفَ. The one who put the Quran behind him, and actually he is imposing his view on the Quran, and he actually telling the Quran that what is right and what is wrong, and what is haq and what is batil. And I will tell you that how to do the tafsir of this ayah. In that case, Quran, Rasulullah said that qadahu ila nar. This Quran will take him towards the same Quran, nauzubillah, will take him towards the jahannam and the nar, the fire, the hellfire. This is again, these are the things that is, they are the, is a reminder for us that our interaction, our connection with the Quran should be the right connection. If the connection is not the right connection, then in that case, maybe we are making a mistake. Now, inshallah, my time is almost over and I do not want to disturb you more than that. But just one point that I mentioned, I don't want to have any type of confusion due to this example that I have mentioned to you, that there are some common mistakes that we do normally during with our interaction with the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to correct those mistakes so that our interaction with the Quran will be fruitful, will be beneficial for us. One thing, see brothers and sisters, this book that is here in front of us, this Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is different from each and every book other than the Quran. It is different from it. What is the most important difference? One most important difference between the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the other books is this thing, that the other books, our interaction with the other books is monologue. They are passive and we are the active reader. But Quran is not like this. Quran is actively giving the hidayah to us. While I am reading, Quran is also guiding us. Quran is a hidayah. Quran, there is a monologue. This is a dialogue that is going on between me and Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why you know that there are certain adab, there are certain etiquettes that you have to be careful while you are reading the Holy Book. Like for example, if I am reading other book, I am just lying down on my bed, I am reading on my cell phone, I am reading, that's fine. I can learn, I can read, I can understand what the book is saying to me. But for the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are etiquettes that you have to be careful. You should be in the state of wuzu. If possible, you should be facing towards the Qibla. With these etiquettes, with the adab, you are sitting in front of the Quran and then you start recitation of the Quran. Why? Why is this so? Because you are sitting in front of a teacher who is active right now, who is talking to you, who is seeing that, okay, what you are, how you are behaving. And based on that, and based on your capacity, he is teaching you. This is the book that we are talking about. Secondly, one other mistake that we make is this thing, that sometimes our understanding of the Quran is in the patches. I just read a part of the Quran, one section of the Quran, one part of the Quran, and I do not have the comprehensive picture of the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the most important things that is mentioned in the riwayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, that don't do this with the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, the past also, there are people who have seen, like Khawarij, when they stand against Amir Mu'min Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam, they use this ayah of the Quran, Inil hukma illa lillah. The hukm is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will not accept the hukm and the order and authority and the walaya and the guardianship of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. Ali alayhi salatu wassalam, the reply said that kalimatul haq, it is the ayah of the Quran, but you are using the Quran in the wrong way. Again, anyone who is speaking Quran, anyone who is saying Quran, maybe who is doing the tafsir of the Quran, who is explaining the Quran, it does not mean that he is giving you the right perspective of the Quran too. We have to be, it is our duty, each one of us has a responsibility that we should be aware, at least at the reading, understanding, okay, what Quran has mentioned about different topics, so that I know the overall picture, overall understanding and the worldview that Quran wants to create among us. And this, as I mentioned, this is important for us to know. There are one or two important other points that inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq, then inshallah we can discuss that in the beginning of the next session. But just to summarize and to tell you that what in the next 5 days we are planning to discuss are these five sessions, inshallah, we are coming together and trying to understand the Quran. It is not the tafsir-e-tartibi, like I will not select a surah of the Quran and we'll not start from Bismillah and select the surah and step by step we read this thing. But in these sessions, our discussion will be tafsir-e-mawdu'i. We'll select certain topics and try to find out that what are the discussions that happen about that specific topic in the Quran, so that we have a comprehensive picture regarding that topic, at least according to the capacity and the limitation that we have in this specific session. But this is the plan that we have, inshallah. And what are the topics that we will discuss? I will, inshallah, briefly discuss with you in the beginning of the next session. But it is more related to this Western society that we are living in a world that we are living in, which is going against the worldview of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I want to implement the teachings of the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what should I do in this darkness, in this zulumat that we are living in? What is the guide for us? And what are the vices that I have to be careful that can come in living in these type of societies which are unaware of God, or they are heedless about God? What are the vices that can come while I am living in these type of societies, and how I can protect myself from these type of vices? So inshallah, this is a rough topic that inshallah we'll try to discuss. There are a few subtopics that we try to come up with, ideas that are mentioned in the Quran, some of the examples that are mentioned in the history, from the history that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn from it some of the principles that I mentioned there, and try to apply that in our life. As I mentioned to you, that this is the most important thing. From the recitation, the request that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, that afala yatadabbarun al-Quran am ala qulubihim aqfala am ala qulubihim aqfaluha, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking us to ponder upon the meaning, to think about the words that are mentioned in the Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The purpose is this thing, that I have to synchronize my life with the teachings of Holy Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to count us among the qari'een of the Quran, count us among those people who do the tadabbur on the ayat of the Quran, count us among those people who act upon the teachings of the Quran, inshallah ta'ala. Recite a lot of salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.